some competitive situations again. I thought Grazie really showed up today. Made a couple really nice plays that stood out. That was good to see from him. Demetrius, again, he had a nice day, but it was great to see. Grazie had some splash plays, you know, where they really stood out. So, but overall, you know, we did a lot of third down work today and keep progressing. Again, a lot of spirit from the team, a lot of room for improvement, and we attacked it. So, overall, good day. Good. I think we need just to see him stack it up now, but he made it through the full practice, so, you know, that's a good sign.
Going back to Schwartz, how do you even decide to let him go full, given his recent history?
Well, I think it's something that he was, you know, our return to play protocol we have, it's kind of a process, but some of it's depending on how long he's been out. He's, you know, he played in San Diego, he's been out a week, and then he came back. So, you know, and the strain, the grading of the strains. So he came back really good, got extra treatment, felt good, put him through the return to play for the limited time that he was out. And felt really good. So we kind of brought him along yesterday, and then, you know, he got full reps today to see how it is. Be interesting to see how he is tomorrow. But it felt really good.
You mentioned you work, obviously, today is a third down day. When your defense faces a third and long, how tough of a balance is it to do you play to the marker
sure.
or send pressure?
Yeah, it's always an issue for a coach or something to think about. You know, a lot of it is depending on what you're seeing. From an offense, their style, what they want to do. You know, some teams, if you pressure them, they throw short. You know, they get rid of the ball and throw it hot, and you can come up and tackle them. Some teams will max protect. Some teams, you know, it's really depending on the team that you're facing.
Not to harp on Cecil, but with that, you just have to sort of game plan if he's not going to be there and then see if you can use him Sunday, or how do you?
Yeah, I think we're getting multiple guys reps. We're really spreading the reps out. We found out that works the best as far as not overworking receivers. So they get them all the work they need, but yet they're fresh on Sunday. So, you know, he just went into that group and got multiple reps.
Looks like they're going to have a rookie left tackle. Does that influence the rush for him more?
Well, yeah, we have to know that so that, you know, the rush plan, and, you know, so we watch tape on him and see his strengths and his weaknesses. But a high-level pick, you know, so I know he's athletic and talented. We watched him quite a bit when we went through the draft process. So, you know, a talented guy.
I think I know the answer here. But any chance you bring up or remind guys what it felt like last year to win at Tennessee?
And that you know what? We're such a different team. We're such a different team. I think we have, just on offense, I could be wrong, but I think we have 10 different starters than that team. So it's really a whole new team. And every game is different. So, no, we haven't brought it up.
Do you feel anything at all about, hey, I've got to win this game? It's 0-5 or 1-4.
Well, I think there's, you know, a sense of urgency to put it together. You know, to play a complete game, and we still have not been at our best for a full 60 minutes. So I feel the urgency for guys. I think I've said the last couple of weeks the Wednesday practice has been better and better, and this week as well is a good Wednesday practice and Thursday. So I feel the urgency to, you know, let's put it all together to hold people accountable, the challenge, you know, and just focus on this play. So not so much, you know, hey, we got to get a win, but let's be at our best. I sense that more. But I know our players have talked about, you know, hey, we got to get a win, or, you know, those type of comments. And that's okay as long as their focus is on what it takes to get there.
It would just seem to me if you improve, you should win the game.
What's that?
If you improve,
if we improve and we're at our best, then we'll see what happens. You know, but, you know, that's the challenge of a team is you always, every game you want to have your guys playing at their highest level.